This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Justin Fields did not have a good day.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
What do you think was causing you to think so much?
You know, could be coaching.
Oh my goodness. Coaching.
Yikes.
The Rich Eisen Show. Earlier on the show, co-host of Good Morning Football, Kyle Brandt. Senior writer for the MMQB, Albert Breer. Still to come, Academy Award winning actor Matthew McConaughey. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Factual, hour number three of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. If you've missed anything that we've done over the last 2 hours, guess what? We re-air right away right here on the Roku channel. We're live on the radio. We're live on the Roku channel. We also have our podcast every single day, all 3 hours, our podcast version. We've got two new podcasts out, Overreaction Monday on Mondays, and my wife Susie Schuster and Amy Trask do their own podcast every Tuesday, former Raider executive Amy Trask, called What the Football. Check it out where all podcasts are acquired. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. I've got my top five college games of the weekend to get to you. As you know, we're turning 9 years old next month, in just a couple weeks, and one of the many reasons why I love doing this show is because we get to talk pop culture, we get to talk sports, and we get to talk life. We talk about the real important things in life, which sometimes can be, you know, your sports teams, and it can be what movie's coming out or what TV show's coming out, which makes our next guest truly one of our favorites and perfect guests. He's come on the show talking about his projects, but also about his memoir and now a children's book called Just Because, the great Matthew McConaughey, back here on the program. How are you, sir?
Be good, Rich. Good morning. How you doing, bud?
I'm great. Tell me about this book. Why? What do you got for me here? Just because.
So you're a parent. I'm a parent. Mm-hmm. When you're a parent, you start seeing the whole world through the lens of like your dependents, your kids. You know, what's the best decision to make now that I got kids, for me, for them, for our family? I guess I dream in that same lens too, because this came to me one night in sort of a Bob Dylan ditty. I had this little dream going, and just because they threw the dart doesn't mean that it stuck. Mm-hmm. Just because you got skills don't mean there is no luck. Dun, dun, dun. So I woke up, I kept that rhythm in my head, I wrote it down, and that's what's in this book, Just Because. It's about the teaching kids that there's contradictions in life. You can be nervous and excited at the same time. That's a good deal. You can bogey today and birdie tomorrow and make up for it. And it's just letting kids know a little bit about the poetry of life.
My wife and I, we called that nervous-sided in our household, Matthew.
Nervous-sided, yes.
That's the term that our children use and we use with them, nervous-sided.
Yay.
Because that is it. Yeah. That is, you can be.
They both happen at the same time. And I think kids start to think, oh, I should only feel one way or the other. And it's like, no, you got both those feelings. And that happens a lot through life. And I think it's a properly lenient book for our kids and for ourselves, I think. It's reminded me and a lot of adults of stuff that we were taught when we were younger that maybe we forgot along the way.
Well, how old are your kids, Matthew?
I've got 10, 13, 15.
Okay, so you're in it. I've got, those are the ages too. My two oldest boys are 15 and 13, or about to be 13, okay. And my daughter is 10. And what I'm seeing, and I'm wondering if you're seeing it too, is maybe it was COVID or whatever, but these kids don't know how to communicate with each other face-to-face with words anymore, that they're talking, you know, on their phones. They're Snapchatting. They're doing all sorts of stuff that, being able to actually tell people how you feel or what you're doing, they're not really expert at that. I wonder what you're seeing.
No, Matthew. They're not. I think a lot of times they'd rather be communicating with each other on a device, even if you're just in the other room.
Yeah, I've seen that, yes.
I mean, you know, we practice a pretty good ritual. We have that. We still have the dinner table each night where there's obviously no devices. Everyone's got to sit down. Tell us a little something about your day. Give me a rose. Give me a thorn. Give me something that made you laugh. Give me something you're thankful for. And when they have been, you know, more secluded, whether from COVID or whatever, their social skills did get a little rusty. Hell, mine got rusty.
Yeah.
When I went back and reengaged, I noticed I was socially rusty. But they were able to rely on this awesome device of communication. But then when they reengage back in life to go get on the front line, go shake his hand, go look her in the eye, go do it in person, they were like, what? That sounds like a magic trick now. How do I pull that off? It's like, well, that's how it's really done still.
Right. And that's why it's important to actually have a book, put it in, put out there and put it together like what you did. New York Times bestseller, number one right now, called Just Because. What are some of the messages that you have in there that you'd like to sort of sprinkle here, Matthew?
So here's some like from that are sort of sports related. All right.
Okay.
We're a couple of the couplets. Just because I'm in the race doesn't mean I'm fully ready. Mm-hmm. Just because you're shaking doesn't mean that you're not steady. Just because you follow doesn't mean you're not a leader. And just because I keep winning doesn't mean that I'm a cheater. You know, those last two, I love to talk to my kids and people about. You know, we always think, oh, if I'm gonna be a leader, I got to be in front.
Mm-hmm.
Well, not if you don't know where you're going. You're a better leader if you find somebody and follow somebody that does know where they're going in that particular journey. And it, just because I keep winning doesn't mean I'm a cheater. We have a tendency when we see greatness to go, something must be up. Somebody must be hood scooping. There must be a Vegas foul in here. Something must be awry. And instead of that, and we call things unbelievable instead of awesome.
Right.
And I think we need to remind ourselves that, no, some people just have an innate ability and some people just work harder and are better at things because they're great at it. And let's applaud that and appreciate that.
Matthew McConaughey, author of Just Because, again, where all books can be acquired, a children's picture book that is delightful and is great for all families and all ages, Just Because, right here on The Rich Eisen Show. Where does beating Alabama rank from a couple weeks ago for you?
For this season, right now it's at the top. I mean, look, that's a stepping stone, a big stepping stone about where we're headed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to go down there in their house, and I was there, as you saw, it was mm-hmm. awesome. You know, and to feel in that second and third quarter and even early fourth, oh, have we seen this script before? Oh, it kind of felt like here, Bama gets the ball last and kicks a field goal to win by one. And then we just unleashed the floodgates and the levee broke and we loosened up and poured it on. Similar but different to what we did last week against Wyoming, which, you know, we're going to have to turn it on quicker than in the fourth quarter, obviously, to make it through the gamut of the games we got coming up. And, you know, I mean, it wasn't national championship, obviously. It's mm-hmm. just beating Alabama. And how quickly we get past going, yep, that's where we're supposed to be. That's what we were supposed to do. You know, there's this question of Texas is, when is Texas back? And I was always like, look, man, we're back when we're back. You know, we won't have to advertise. We won't have to ask permission. It'll be obvious. The world will say Texas is back, and we will humbly agree.
Well, it's also a nice little calling card to leave for your entry to the actual conference in which Alabama plays and where Texas is coming, right?
Perfect entree. It, you know, had us over for a little dinner to see if they want to, you know, before we come over and move in the house. You know, it was awesome.
Right. And then so being at the game, what's your favorite story from that one? Where you were, sideline, anything? You got something?
Well, sideline, and then I get down in the end zone over there with McPhee and the guys, yep. And that's right when Quinn Ewers just unleashed this beautiful moon ball. That I was outside, I was in the back of the end zone, right? And I looked at it, and I thought it was going to be over my head. And in X in full stride, just it was exceptional. Everything was just perfect. It was untouchable, and the only person who could catch it is the one that did. And there was not another couple of feet left in the end zone to catch it.
Right.
So to be right there was pretty special.
And,
After the game, yes. Fans in Alabama were great. They were good rowdy. It's one of the things I like about the SEC, the most rabid fans probably in all of college football. But they love – they like when I'm giving them this, they mm-hmm. loved it. It's like,
they did.
Give us more. Well, they didn't like it, but they loved that. Doing it. They were like, yes, come on. Come on, come on.
Right.
I think the SEC is one of the greatest forms of tribalism we have, healthiest forms of tribalism we got.
Right, and you're heading there now. So is there any truth, Matthew McConaughey, that Texas is leaving the Big 12 because you knew Dion was coming? Is there any is there any
about
truth?
His story.
You know? What do you think?
Awesome is his phenomenal story right now.
Right?
Wow. What's the latest? What's happened in the last 12 hours?
I know. You got to keep checking back in, right? You got to keep.
Did the Oregon water boy say something?
Yeah, I know. No, I think everyone in the state of Oregon, maybe by order of the governor, was told to zip it. Exactly. Nobody is allowed to say a word about Dion or any of his family or any apparel, nothing.
No, don't do that.
You know?
He's back 1,000% right now with that.
But that was amazing, right? I mean, this has been an amazing run that we're seeing right now with Prime, right?
Incredible. I mean, the way he's levitating, obviously, those young men's minds, because they didn't. Man, he cleaned house. Weren't they picked to come in at the bottom of the barrel?
Of course.
And talk about turnarounds. And again, we're going to see. They got a major competition, a step up this weekend. Mm-hmm. And can you sustain it for a year? But irregardless, so far, it is incredible to go into Fort Worth, out of the gate, and then follow it up with the two games they've had. Incredible.
Do you ever cross paths with them? With Prime? With Dion?
I have. We've reached out and spoken a little bit about on text. We look forward to getting a high five and amen together.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I worked with him for a decade and a half, and just seeing him, what he's doing now, he is as genuine as he's always been. I mean, what you see is what you get. I mean, and I don't know if this would be part of your book just because, but he ranks his children in a ranking on his Instagram account, Matthew. I don't think that's in your...
What's he rank them on? This is so good.
He ranks... He's got five of them, and he ranks them 1 through 5 openly on Instagram based on what they're doing or where they're... You know, he said he cannot put Shador number one right now because he's afraid Shador might leave him by the end of the year. Yeah, that's the way he's working. That's not in your book.
Number five?
Shiloh. It's been Shiloh, and he's the one who's balling.
Shiloh's running in the nickel slot, And wait a minute. So does he update the ratings through the week or the month of the year?
It's every week, it appears, is what he's doing. Oh, yeah.
That's so good.
Yeah.
That's so good.
Yeah. And his son, he refers to as Bucky, is number one because he's doing all of his social media. And they are killing that. They are absolutely killing that game right now.
Absolutely.
All right. And so before I let you go, are you locked in on the Commanders as well? Are you
locked in? Commanders. What? Who's the only NFL owner that's undefeated? Come on. Hey, yeah. It looks like now, and I hope this continues.
Yes.
We may be making the transition from being a tough out to being like, I think we can win.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It feels like that's what the first 2 weeks felt like. Let's hope we maintain that. Hal has his moments where he's looking good in spurts. Let's see. You know, I like how he started.
Yeah, I know that. Right. And Bieniemy is dialing up the plays, and Rivera is making it work and making it cash. Defense. Chase Young looked like the old Chase Young this past week.
Nice Matthew. To see. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So, all right.
Moving from a tough out to, hey, we expect to win.
Man. Yeah. And Magic Johnson's now in the ownership suite along with the whole group of people. So things are looking
up.
Okay.
Hail.
Okay. Fantastic. Very good. All right. Well, look, I appreciate the time, Matthew. You're the man. Congrats on your book being a bestseller and everything.
Appreciate it.
You got
kids out there, any dads out there, check it out. It's a fun one to read with your kids. It's a good conversation starter too before they go to bed. It'll get you going.
I'm going to do that this very week with them, sir, because it seems like your parenting skills and what we're doing in our house, we're kind of locked in on that. So appreciate it.
Right. Appreciate it, bud. Thanks for having me on, as always, Rich.
Always. You always have a place here. That's Matthew McConaughey, author of Just Because, the number one bestseller on the New York Times list right here. Get wherever your books are sold, as Texas Longhorns and Commanders are just crushing it right now. I guess a book, Commanders, mm-hmm. Longhorns is all right.
Look at you.
See how I work it?
Look at you, Rich.
I only know one speed, Chris. Should I bring to the public the exchange we had during the commercial break just so he could hear me and I could see him and he could see me?
Sure. Where is Aaron
no,
right
that's,
now?
That's not it. What is that?
Timofey. That's just for you, Rich.
He saw me, said that I looked good. I said, I'm out of options. And he said, what's the, did you write it down what he said?
I did. Yeah. Don't make a straight line crooked, bro.
That's what he said. What are you talking about? He said, don't make a straight line crooked, bro.
I think that means it's working.
Yeah, I'll take it.
No need to mess it up.
Don't mess it up.
No need to mess it up.
Don't change it.
What I mean?
Keep it.
Okay. Let's take a break. Top five college teams of the weekend. Albert Breer gave us a little nugget about, you know, the Giants season and what might come of it. And your phone calls, 844-204-RICH, number to dial right here on The Rich Eisen Show.
Wait, are you gaming? On a Chromebook?
Yep. It's got a high-res 120Hz display, plus this killer RGB keyboard. And I can access thousands of games anytime, anywhere.
Stop playing.
What?
Get out of here.
Huh?
Yeah, I want you to stop playing and get out of here so I can game on that Chromebook.
Got it.
Go ahead, break it down, real low. Discover the ultimate cloud gaming machine, a new kind of Chromebook.
On October 5th, Loki is back in a brand new season.
Reunited. That's right.
The countdown is on.
I've been waiting.
Don't miss the return of Marvel's most watched Disney Plus show.
Loki.
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 A little over the top, don't you think?
I thought it was spot on.
His time is running out.
You better run!
Marvel Studios' Loki Season 2. New episodes streaming October 5th, only on Disney Plus.
Dude, Tom Cruise was such a baller. He was probably one of my closest friends, and he was so great. And I always looked up to him, and he always had these cool things he would come up with. And I remember he was the first guy that ever came up with this conceit of tightening the titles of the movies he was in to make them sound badass.
Like
he did this, you know, the football movie, All the Right Moves?
Yeah.
But yeah, man, when I was making moves, I... And I was like, he's a badass.
That's a baller.
It's so baller. But then, you know, it was a problem when he'd be like, yeah, when I was making Cocktail, it was kind of a, you know, and okay. I liked.
No. Oh. The other one's no good either.
It was long.
Yeah, when I was in Tail.
When I was in Tail, you can't do it either way.
Can't do it either way. Yeah. It's no good.
When I was making.
So you'd go like Wing? Is that what you do when you did TV?
No, when I was doing West.
When you were in West.
You know, when Marty Sheen and I were doing West.
You know, on the set of Boy, me and Chris Farley.
No, yeah, when I was on a Boy. And Oxford Blues sets up just blues.
See, it's important to choose. If you choose the wrong one, it's not as good.
There's always one that's cooler. Like, which is, like when I was doing Recreation, doesn't it? But if I'm doing Parks,
right,
instead of Parks.
You're into Parks.
Yeah, man, Amy Poehler and I in Parks, we laughed all the time on Parks.
On the set of Wayne, I was just, you know.
And by the way, you want to talk about Tom Cruise, too. This was the fact that blew our minds when the last Mission Impossible came out, and he was running all over
amazing.
London.
Those are the best movies ever.
On like a broken ankle that had just healed or whatever. Is that he is right now the age in these movies doing this that Wilford Brimley was during Cocoon. That's a fact.
That is.
That's boom, like mind blowing.
It's mind blowing. It's.
I don't know what it is. What makes it mind blowing is that Tom Cruise is doing that at that age, or Wilford Brimley was really that young in Cocoon. All of Rob Lowe's appearances are on our YouTube page, youtube.com/RichEisen Show. Back here on our radio network, Rich Eisen Show Radio Network, along with our Roku channel stream. We're one big happy family. I'm sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk furnished by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. The New York Football Giants tonight take on the San Francisco 49ers, and I will say this. Using all of my 20 years of NFL professional analysis.
Congratulations. Great career.
Putting it all together. Seems like a steep climb to me. And I'm just channeling all of my knowledge.
Yeah.
Going back to the ESPN days as well. When I say, looks like a tall order.
10-point dogs.
Because we're short weekend.
Short weekend.
We're short weekend.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. They did stay in Arizona, then went up the coast.
Smart.
Yep. And they don't have their best offensive weapon for Daniel Jones. And the Giants, when they have played opponents of championship caliber, there's been a curb and a stomping, even in the Daboll era of being coach of the year, right? It hasn't been pretty when they're taking on, when they're punching up. It's been rough. And to not have Barkley, what a terrible blow. But the silver lining is they did have the second half that they had. And they are 1-1, because if they were 0-2, having lost the Arizona Cardinals coming in, well, look out below. And Albert Breer just, you can't say hung up. I mean, what do? You leave the Zoom? You left the Zoom?
Yeah.
Is that how you?
You just kind of click the off button or the end.
Zoom,
or
whatever.
So what's up? Is that it?
Yeah, we did that with him.
And
he said, because I mentioned Jonathan Taylor, when might he get traded, since Albert's the Jonathan Taylor expert, having been in Indianapolis and gotten a text from Jim Irsay saying, we are not trading him now on July 29th or in October when the trade deadline is. And I said, oh, it's still September. You can kind of shoehorn the loophole right there. Get a little trade in there. And he said that there might be some people calling and the Colts would be willing to listen. Again, the question is, how willing are they to trade him? I still can't believe they asked the Dolphins for Jalen Waddle. Like, get.
You don't get what you don't ask for.
Out
Rich.
Of here.
Yeah, closed mouths don't get fed.
Thank you, sir. So he said that if the Giants fall off a cliff, maybe Saquon gets traded. I haven't heard that. I've heard Saquon is happy there. Saquon doesn't want to leave there. Saquon would obviously love the New York market, but what he doesn't love might be the way his spring and summer was spent.
Yeah.
And now here he is hurt again and seeing what happened to Nick Chubb and how you're always one bad hit away from being out for the season, or who knows worse with Nick Chubb, right? So Breer said maybe the Giants, and you look at the Giants' schedule.
Uh-oh, what do we got?
After tonight.
Let's see.
The New York Football Giants go home and face the Seattle Seahawks on a Monday night.
Ooh, really long week.
Geno Smith's coming home. And they're also showing up in the spot where they won a Super Bowl, Seattle. Then the Giants visit Miami and Buffalo. Arguably the two best teams in the AFC, period.
Yeah.
You can make an argument. Chiefs fans, sorry.
Two out of the three.
Okay, two out of the three. Or the two best teams in the AFC East.
Or your two highest power ranking teams.
For sure.
Then they're home for Washington. Home for the Jets. At Vegas. At Dallas. At Washington. Bro, there's a lot of punching up. And I already described to you what happens when the Giants have been punching up. You get punched out. Just food for thought here. Like, Dable's got to sprinkle some of Coach of the Year magic, some Cody magic here. Because at San Francisco, let's just say it's 3 weeks without Saquon. At San Francisco, home for Seattle, at Miami without him. And he returns at Buffalo. Oh, okay. That's not the easiest spot to return. Tonight, the Seattle game, the Buffalo game, all in front of the country to witness what is happening with Big Blue. So when Breer's like, hey, maybe, like he said, how would Saquon look on the Bills is
now
what he said.
Now we're talking.
And the point is, he said, Christian McCaffrey has shown what the Niners look like with him, that, you know, as you know, everything in this world is plus now. You know, he makes it Niners plus. The Niners alone, we're good.
We're
NFC Championship game, Super maybe Super Bowl quality.
Of course. Yep.
Now they're Niners plus
favorites.
So you got a chance to be plus, like Bills right now, Dolphins right now, Dolphins plus with Jonathan Taylor, Dolphins plus with Saquon Barkley,
like the Big Ben GIF. Oh,
yeah. Because that would be, by the way, one of the most, what an O. Henry-like twist it would be to the running back story that the guys who don't get paid.
Get traded?
Get traded.
Yeah.
The guys who aren't supposedly valued monetarily get valued by other teams in draft choice capital. We're willing to cough up the draft capital for the guys commensurate with their talent, but pay them? Not really. But have them right here to plus it up when we can win right now? Yeah. If these running backs are not paid long-term but become fungible trade market commodities in the NFL that are beyond valuable, because they can join now, half a season, season and a half, and then see ya, win now. Wouldn't that be quite the twist to this plot? That's something to play out over the next month. Food for thought. That's what we like to give you. So you're around a water cooler if there is one. And you go, you know what I heard on the Rich Eisen Show? What I saw on the Rich Eisen Show along with his incredible button-down shirt? That even Matthew McConaughey said, oh, okay. When we checked in the commercial break.
Is that what he said?
I told him. No, he didn't. He did say I was looking good. And I said,
All right.
He said whatever normal version of that would be.
That is normal.
Don't make a straight line crooked, bro.
You know, after I demurred.
You're not going to apologize for winning.
Thank you. That's a good new drop. Okay. Joe Burrow. We had Zach Taylor on yesterday, and Zach, I said, is there any question out there that you would consider looking at the on-the-horizon bye week? I said imminent to start, but I had to correct myself because Cincinnati's bye week isn't until week 7, as we know this is week 3, that they say, okay, the rest between him scaring everybody to playing in week 1 – by the end of week 2, it proved it wasn't long enough for him to avoid a re-aggravation or an aggravation. How about this? An aggravation or a re-injury. Are they the same thing? Get Neil Alatrosh on the phone. Maybe he can help us with that.
I'm sure he's not busy.
Okay.
That's good. We need him to
barge into the operating room.
Neil!
I have
quick question.
No, and it's odd. It's odd. It's not a medical question.
It's phrasing.
It's a phrasing.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's more an English question.
Yeah. Grammar.
Is it possible that maybe you just try it again? Sit him out now. He gets a full month off and a bye. So it's 5 weeks. And then you hope you're decent enough.
You hope you're not 1-5?
I hope that you're not toast.
One
correct.
1-4, yeah.
No, they'd have played 6 games.
Yeah, hope is a dangerous word.
So he basically said, I'm going to make the best decision for him. You know, obviously he passed up on any opportunity to talk about an injury. Shocker, an NFL coach would do that in a live Zoom interview. But luckily for him, as a thank you to him coming on this program, he chose the right program to say yes to because we are experts in evaluating in real time quarterback lower leg injuries. Last year, Rich Eisen Consulting, it was a cottage industry for 2 weeks, really? Patrick Mahomes' ankle.
Mm.
I haven't seen this yet. This is practice video today of Joe Burrow. Oh, he's walking to practice.
Oh,
okay.
Well, they have to cross like a concrete, like a real road.
Yeah.
In Cincinnati.
So don't you card him? What are we doing?
Well, I don't assume.
Really? All right, let's take a look at this video. I haven't seen it yet. This is my first one. Okay, let's see him. There he is, number 9. He's helmeted, just in case. He's got a sleeve on his right leg.
Sleeve, yeah.
Oh, that doesn't look like...
He does not look like he's walking very comfortably.
Yeah. It looks...
His head's down.
Well, he's got a helmet on.
They should have
surrounded
him.
Just in case it gives way and it protects his head if he goes down?
Maybe.
All right, re-rack that, Hoskins. Re-rack it. I got to see it again.
They should have linemen surround him so
you can't see him. It's uphill. It's uphill.
Like Jay Morrison, we couldn't keep rolling until he crossed the street. What are we doing?
Yeah, keep going.
Keep rolling, Jay.
We're rolling. But ever look at the guys across the way. You saw two guys hugging. See two guys hugging it out? I don't know what that was.
Wow.
They just saw each other. It's like, excuse me, the biggest story in Cincinnati sports, with all due respect to the wild card race that they're locked in. Can the Reds win? They lost two in a row. We need Ellie De La Cruz in the playoffs.
He is in a major slump.
I know that. You say that every time I say that, too. But we still, because you know he'll wake up. But let's not lose focus here.
Sorry. Expert analysis?
Yes. Rich Eisen.
Joe's not playing.
Uh-oh.
TJ?
Well, you know,
I'd say he's questionable. He's questionable.
Not playing.
Ooh,
already roll him out.
That's strong. Well, you know, we got the footage of Trey Lance when he came to Arizona for the Super Bowl. I recorded his ankle. His gait looked great. His gait did not look that great, but I believe they're going to play him because that's what football players do, man. They go out there and ball. So I think he's playing.
One more time. I need a third look at this thing. Again, he's wearing a helmet for the radio audience. He's got a sleeve on that, the entire body sleave.
His body language, and I'm not one of these body language experts, but he looks dejected.
Yeah.
He's looking down like he's
kicking rocks.
It's like he knows he did something wrong, and he's going home, and his dad's waiting on him.
Oh,
I want to know the story of those two guys dapping each other up and giving each other a hug.
We got the shot.
We got it. Yeah.
Let's get that back to headquarters.
I'm going to say he's questionable. If I'm Aaron Donald, I'm like, please have that guy. Or you just like get rid of the ball. Three steps out. Let's go.
Yeah, Rich, that's easier said than done.
Everything is easier said than done. Playing quarterback in the NFL, for you people that don't know, extremely hard, I would assume.
Isn't Joe like the most sacked quarterback of the last 3 years? Something like that.
Yeah, that line has not done him any favors.
Next up is Tennessee, got him 9 times in a playoff game that they lost. Bengals won. All right, so your expert opinion is no chance.
He's been sacked 127 times in his career.
Your expert opinion.
That's a lot.
I'll take that as a yes, that he's out. With that statistic.
I think, Joe, you're going to have a hard time pulling him. So I think he plays.
Jake Browning on a Monday night, I don't think is going to happen. That looked like a guy that's not ready to play right now, but we're going to stem. We're going to stem. We're going to ice.
A lot of stem.
We're going to do a lot.
It's also that case, Rich, of 80% of one is better than 100% of somebody else.
Didn't Jake Browning play well in the preseason?
Oh, my God. Preseason. It's with you in the preseason. Do you know who played great in the preseason? Kenny Pickett. What's he looked at for the first 2 weeks?
1-1. He's 1-1.
That's true.
He's got more wins than Joe Burrow.
You're not
going to apologize for winning.
The Bears look good in the preseason too. And Justin Fields didn't look robotic in the preseason, did he?
Coaching. That's a coaching issue.
So I've heard.
I'm told.
All right. I mean, it's college.
I mean,
it's Rich, still giving the music. Say it the right way.
Top 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Rich's top 5.
It's my top 5 college games of the weekend.
Oh, there's so many good ones.
There's a lot of parentheses with numbers in between them next to these names, which means they're ranked. And I'm going with a Pac-12 game at UCLA at Utah. Is Cam Rising playing for Utah? And is UCLA equally 3-0 going to show up with Chip Kelly in Utah and show them that, a team from Los Angeles can beat you? And so I can't wait for this one. Chip Kelly going 4-0, beating 11th-ranked Utah would be a great way to say, okay, we're more than just Dion and everybody else.
Yep. And Caleb Williams.
By the way, everyone else is pretty damn good, too. Number 4 on the list is the 4th-ranked team in the United States of America. Can Florida State just nail it shut on Clemson 4 games into the college season?
Let's go.
They send Clemson to a 2-2 record, go in and say, this is our conference, you're yesterday's news. As a matter of fact, you are a has-been. I mean, that's a fact. They can come in and go to 4-0 and tell Clemson and Dabo, you're has-beens.
Bye-bye.
And what would Clemson going 2-2, losing to Duke and Florida State to start the season? And obviously, Duke is one thing. Florida State's another with the way that they've played. That's game number 4 of my top 5 college games of the weekend. Anytime Lane and Nick Saban match wits, it's good. And when they're both ranked in the top 15, that's better. And then when Lane Kiffin puts it out there that Nick Saban's not telling you the truth is who's calling plays on defense, well, that's what we call chef's kiss. And that's what is happening when Ole Miss visits Tuscaloosa to try and, just like Florida State, tell Alabama, your yesterday's news, we're 4-0, you're 2-2. Can Nick Saban go 2-2? Can they just basically shut it on Alabama? Because if Alabama, with two losses last year, was on the cusp of being talked about, this is over. This would
over.
Be a wrap.
Over.
Right?
See, it's like so it's, many good teams this year, that basically eliminates
right?
Alabama.
Yep, that's it, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I think
before,
so.
Before the end of September? Can you look Nick Saban in the face and say it's just Aflac commercials for you from here on out?
Aflac.
Aflac.
You know what I'm saying? That's big. And big. The fact that Lane Kiffin can do it after Lane's talking all this stuff. Number two on this list. It's Prime. It's Deion going to Oregon without Travis Hunter. I mean, we're all talking about this team. Everybody's talking about this team in Colorado. And here comes Bo Nix with what their heat-seeking uniforms that they're apparently wearing.
It's going to be a jersey off.
It's it's a Nike festival.
Heat, vapor, Nike cleats, something or other, and the black. Oh, it's going to be amazing.
It's going to be lit. Deion on the road. On the road in conference. Yeah, heat-activated, color-changing Nike Vapor Edge KF Dunk shoes. Ooh. So,
with
yeah.
The matte black helmet, Phil, and the Phil all black Knight, shade.
Phil Knight's basically telling Deion, like, hey, you know, I'm an OG myself.
Right.
And going
Colorado, to, also a Nike school, though, so maybe they'll have them, too.
Autzen Stadium's going to be lit.
But you know, Phil Knight keeps the really, really, really good
yes,
stuff for
that's
himself.
True.
So
oh, yeah.
You
I mean,
can't out uniform.
He puts his
them.
Thumb on the scale for the Ducks.
Yeah,
we know
bit.
That.
Come on.
But so, what if he does it? What if he goes 4-0 to take on USC? What if he beats Bo Nix?
Anything's possible, man.
What if Shiloh, you know, picks off Bo Nix and Shador takes care of the rest and Deion high steps out?
I mean, it's going to, well, last week was $9.5 million. This is going to do $10-11 million.
Can you
week?
Take Del Tufo? It's literally the fourth time he's put his shades on this show. And he's dying to tell Deion, look, I bought your shades. Those aren't the shades, though.
Yes, they are.
No, they're not.
Yes, they
not
are.
Not the ones that he wears.
They don't have the gold ones yet.
Okay. They're not out. The gold ones don't ship until December. Yeah.
Did you get those?
Yeah.
He would hook you up.
Remember, Michael isn't here on Friday.
If there's, anybody who knows you're about the free stuff more than us, it's him.
Exactly.
All right. Anyway, number one on the list. Look, is there a possibility that this game just ends in a complete tie and neither of these teams win?
Zero.
Yeah, just, and both of them get eliminated from playoff contention.
You hate, which one do you hate more?
Oh, Ohio State.
Okay.
Until Notre Dame wins, and then I'll hate them.
Yeah.
I hate them both. I hate them both.
I know.
This is how I felt as a Yankee fan watching the Red Sox and the Mets in the World Series together. I'm like, can we just have an implosion of some sort?
I'm not a fan of either of those.
Oh, my
asteroid.
Gosh. I hate them both.
The
I
asteroid.
Want them both to just lose.
That
can both lose.
Nice.
But it is the number one game, and for good reason.
Let's just root for Notre Dame.
I can't. I can't either.
But you can't root for Ohio State.
I know that. I told my children at a very early age that there's two teams we root for. Michigan and anybody that plays Ohio State. That's it.
I'm with you on that.
So
one,
I get it.
They're playing,
but then it's Notre Dame, and I think like of Rudy and that terrible movie.
That was a fantastic,
total fable.
Movie.
You know,
more true than Christ.
And the leprechaun. Moron.
I know I'm calling
a college student a moron. I know what I'm doing. I know this is not my best foot forward. I know this is not a good side of me, but I'm being honest here.
You got your fan hat on,
right? And I'm wearing mauve.
You got your fan hat on right now, Rich.
We like Sam Hartman. He's awake guy.
The Golden Dome.
Do we?
I don't know.
Touchdown Jesus.
He wins this. He's in the Heisman race.
The fact that he roots for them and he's like they're his team.
He's not a real fan.
That's a reason.
I am a real fan. Stop.
My who in your family went to Notre Dame?
Nobody.
My sister, my nephew, and my niece is going to wind up going there.
You know, we need to 23andMe that for truth.
I mean,
can those tests?
Get your sister on the phone.
Can we use some sort of DNA test to tell the truth?
Have your sister send a picture of her diploma.
Right. I root for Marcus.
And
Freeman.
That's my top five right over there. Hit the drop, Mike. Come on, I'm going to do it too.
I mean,
no, come on, dear. Give me
a steam.
Thank you.
All right, we'll get
I do have one more.
Oh, of course.
It's the first ever meeting. The first ever meeting of the Pac-2. The remaining battle And by the way,
it's gonna
they're
sound
ranked.
Good.
They're ranked.
Is that your game?
Yeah. Oregon State. This is the game you're doing?
This is me.
Oh, it's going to sound great.
Oh, wow. Gonna pick wow. It, ready.
It better.
Mike, do me a favor.
Pronounce
the name of the Oregon State quarterback.
I got to look.
Don't worry.
I can do
just,
that.
You, no, just call him by his first two initials because that's what you do on Friday nights.
Here you go, Mike. Try.
Here you go. You going to do it? This is good television and radio.
Away. Hold on. Went away.
Hold on a minute.
Oh, it went away.
What do you mean it went away?
I hit a button. Hold on.
Okay, here we go. Mike, talk into the microphone and read it. Do it.
There is not a chance.
Try it. It's good content. Try it.
Ooh, ugly.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's a new drop.
I mean,
wow. Bungalale.
I told you I would never get that. Pronunciation right. of his no name chance. On my phone.
But here it is, man. Ocho Cinco versus Ryan Leaf. Here we go. Nice. Oregon State versus Washington State. The winner takes the Pac-2 championship.
That's so sad.
Ooh, ukulele.
There you go.
It is sad.
7
is
Eastern on Fox. Sad. Tune in to watch them. Have at it. And listen to Mike. Just, you know, ride those faders.
It'll sound
sure,
great.
I guess.
Ride those faders.
Another top 20. See,
I got top 25.
Five. Yeah, I know. I mean,
you
know.
Take half a gummy and then bet 10K on
what
Colorado.
Else Chris Russo saying?
Get sauced. I don't know. He almost gave out his bookie's phone number.
I loved it.
He read six of the numbers. Marcus Spears was losing his mind yesterday during that.
HR? ESPN HR on the phone?
Well, there's nothing wrong with gummies.
Oh, gosh.
Gummies are great.
Yeah.
In all honesty, I think it's the bookie stuff that they probably are.
Yeah,
all right, we'll take a break. 844-204. Isn't that crazy what they are in this day and age? 844-204-RICH, number to dial here on the program. Minka Fitzpatrick has chimed in on whether he's a dirty player.
Was he going to say yes?
Hey, it's Rich Eisen. You want an exciting and fast-paced podcast based on one of the most popular segments in the history of the Rich Eisen Show? Well, you got it. Overreaction Monday, hosted by me, Rich Eisen, and my compadre, Chris Brockman. And every Monday, we're going to dive into the headlines from pro and college football and overreact. Are you ready, Chris Brockman? Yay or nay?
Yes, Rich. No holding back, buddy. I'm coming for you.
Absolutely what you need to hear. Overreaction Monday, every single Wait For It Monday, wherever you listen.
It could be information to change your life forever. Or the Something You Should Know podcast could just be something interesting.
My guest is Kim Zuckman. She is author of the book, There's No Cream in Cream Soda. I don't think I've ever really known the story of why they're called hot dogs.
There are so many legends about the name of the hot dog. When the Germans immigrants came over and they brought all of their sausages, they also brought their dachshunds. It really is because they kind of look like dachshunds.
Something You Should Know, wherever you listen.
Fun stuff today, guys.
Great
fun
show.
Stuff today. Bobby Wagner on tomorrow's program.
Thanks.
Also on tomorrow's program, Big Hat. Ryan Big Robinson Hat. Jr.
Amen.
And.
Uh-oh.
Got your coach.
Oh, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, baby.
Mike McCarthy.
Daddy Mac. Oh, okay, great. I mean, there's
I know,
13
I know.
Different coaches.
Oh,
got
yeah.
it.
You go.
Could've
That's
James
true.
Franklin.
Could have been Greg Popovich.
Could have
exactly.
been.
You know,
could have been Mike Norvell, right?
Could have
been
Mike
him.
Norvell.
Sanders. Could have been James Franklin.
We had Prime last week. Yeah. It could have been.
Look, I'm not going to apologize.
Who's like a Georgetown coach now?
Could have been Tyron Lue.
Yep, Ty Lue. Yeah.
Getting ready for the
Nick
season.
Nurse.
Nick
you see
Nurse.
The rumors?
Nick Nurse.
You see the Kawhi rumors?
What, going to Philly?
Yeah.
Just rumors.
What, for Harden?
Wendy was saying, like, Kawhi or like they might go after Paul George or Kawhi.
Smitch, I'm giving you permission
the Sixers?
To put Colorado up there, man.
We go after. He's there under contract.
We
what does that
put
mean?
Colorado in that picture now. I'm
100% in.
It's not up there?
No,
we got to add Colorado.
We didn't?
I'm willfully.
I thought we did.
Willingly saying put him in.
Oh,
there.
I thought we did.
Oh, yeah, add Colorado.
No, where the Spurs one? Will you put the Spurs
there's
one?
Spurs and Colorado.
Look, there's so many. It's hard. I get it.
TJ just likes sports.
I love
amazing
sports,
Mets.
He roots for sports.
TJ,
take,
the
way,
United
the Mets
Nations
out.
Of sports teams.
Replace the Mets with somebody.
His He'll never do that.
Is no. baseball still? I just stopped watching the sport when they're bad.
Well, Sox got officially eliminated yesterday, so baseball season.
Yeah, Yanks aren't too far away.
Baseball is too long. I keep trying
Although
to
Michael
tell you.
Although Michael King got me 13 Ks in fantasy finals.
And the
yesterday.
Yankees scored only one run and lost 6-1. It's just,
no
I can't
runs.
Wait for
no
the season
support.
To end.
No run support.
Oh, my
the season's got to end.
A month and a half ago.
We got to get this season over and then. you know, have a clear-eyed, full-hearted look at this season and not just go, oh, well, the kids came up and things look good for like 3 weeks.
Well, we'll have Ohtani next year, so I feel better.
Season is not over.
It is, almost.
Yeah, it is. It's over.
Speaking of Peter Gammon's linking Ohtani to the Sox because of the New Balance.
No, stop.
The what?
Very good. All right, we're back here on the Rich Eisen Show. Mike doesn't know what we're doing. He's playing music.
I heard the Ohtani thing to the Sox, and I got all confused.
He's already on.
I'm not lying. It's Ohtani and the Sox.
He's on to Oregon State, Washington State.
Yeah, you guys got me excited.
It's not on Big Fox.
Oh, yes, it is.
Is it on Big Fox?
100%.
Oh,
big,
my bad.
Big.
Honestly, how he got when you said that? Do you know how offended I would be if I worked in this shop and I heard all that, if I worked at Fox Sports 1 and you and everybody else who's been there forever refers to him as Baby Fox,
I would be livid.
I'd be like, cut the crap, Big Fox, Little Fox. No, it's one Big Fox. They're all the same.
No, no.
You're all, yeah.
What does the Fox say?
Murdoch just stepped away from both today, didn't he?
He stepped away? He's done. Lachlan's ship now.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Or is his name crossed out or underlined? I forget.
Redacted.
Okay. Stream the NFL on Westwood One for free, sponsored by AutoZone. All season long, you can listen every Westwood One broadcast of the NFL live on the NFL app by asking Alexa to open Westwood One Sports or on your Westwood One affiliate station's digital platforms. Stream Kevin Harlan, Kurt Warner, and me all season long for free and get in the zone with AutoZone. The free AutoZone Fix Finder service can help you find a fix for free. Restrictions apply. Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Nice.
Oh, you rode me on that one.
I did. I brought
all right.
A little.
Okay. Yeah.
You think tomorrow I can drop the AutoZone in at the end?
No.
I don't think they're paying for you,
TJ. Such a fast. They're paying just to have the show.
Right. Such a fast.
May I have control of the show back, please?
I'm sorry,
Let me get a slow yes instead of a quick no next time.
Understood.
Okay? Maybe.
I'll think about it.
I'll accept that.
High register.
Yep. So, on Monday Night Football, we all saw Nick Chubb's knee explode. I'll be honest, I did not see it live. Took me about 15 minutes to find it on the old social media machine later on.
I have not seen it.
And I unfortunately tweeted out to offend Browns fans what I've been saying about Jets fans this entire time.
I get it.
Talking about myself, too. But at any rate, that we can't have such nice things. But Nick Chubb, we all saw, was Minkah Fitzpatrick. His helmet hit the knee, and Nick Chubb is out for the season. Minkah Fitzpatrick chiming in on the whether it was a dirty hit or not conversation.
You know what I'm saying? It's a tough, tough injury. Unfortunately, it's partially being on the leg. I know people think I had ill will behind the tackle. This is not the case whatsoever. I'm a guy that's a competitor, that's going to go out there and play the game. I'm chippy, I'm edgy, of course, but I'm not a dirty player. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to sit here and defend my character. I know the type of player I am. Chubb knows the type of player I am. I played against him for the past 5 years, twice, you know, two times a year. And, you know, I love competing against him. He brings the best out of me, I bring the best out of him.
So that's Minkah Fitzpatrick. Warren Sapp, who I asked if that was whether a dirty hit or not the other day, immediately said it was not. He sent me a video of him breaking down the film of it from the opposite end zone, shooting in, I guess, on the game tape that he gets to see. And he points out, if you take a look at it, that when Fitzpatrick connects with Chubb, that Fitzpatrick's body winds up, unfortunately, pinning down Chubb's shoe to the ground. So that, if you know, Chubb's leg was straightened out when the helmet hit it. Mm-hmm. So the whole idea that there was no give is because Minkah Fitzpatrick, in getting to the tackle, wound up pinning Chubb's foot to the ground. And as Warren put it, you can't map that out, is what he said. Meaning, if his intent was to be dirty, if his intent was to hurt, you can't map out, as you're making the hit, oh, I'm going to make sure I pin his foot to the ground so when my helmet hits his knee, there's no give. As Warren was saying as well in this video, that if it his foot wasn't pinned to the ground, he would have given way and Chubb would have been there for the next snap. If not for maybe whatever bruise he had suffered, and we know it's something worse. So just the latest from 99 in your program, no one in your heart. And also a couple of the aggregators made it seem like he said he's definitely on the staff in Colorado. He's not. I mean, he's preparing for it, and he said his plan to do it in 2024.
Steps, yeah.
Right. He knows the job is potentially out there. I mean, Deion said, I want him there, and Warren says, I'd like to be there.
Can't wait till Tom Brady's the QB coach next year.
Well, can you be the QB coach and the main NIL sponsor of the quarterback? Maybe.
Maybe.
I don't know these new rules.
I don't know. Who cares?
Did you see what he said on his Let's Go pod? He had both Deion and Shadur on.
Yeah,
totally. And Deion said, you know, should a quarterback, a college quarterback, have a phantom? And Shadur corrected him on what type of Rolls Royce it was. And Brady responds by saying, you should be in the film room, you know?
Get out of the car.
Get out of the car and get in the film room.
Pretty funny.
What a world we are living in. We are all paying rent in the Sanders world. Tomorrow's show, Bobby Wagner, the Seahawks. He's going to the Hall of Fame. Brian Robinson Jr. of the Commanders, and just to be fair and balanced, the head coach of the Dallas Cowboys, Mike McCarthy, slated to zoom in on Friday's show with What's More Likely and all of our Friday fun. Great show today with Matthew McConaughey and Albert Breer, Kyle Brandt, and you. We're back to wrap it up on the Roku channel in a moment.
Hey guys, it's Susie Schuster, and I am so excited for my new podcast coming out this fall. It is called What the Football with Susie Schuster and the Princess of Darkness, Amy Trask. If you're looking for a new podcast to listen to about jargon, heavy-legged waistbenders, this is not for you. We're going to have big girl conversations, and we are going super deep to bring you weekly guests that you won't find anywhere else. It is What the Football with Susie Schuster and Amy Trask, wherever you listen.